This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Firefighters fought on into the night in a bid to get on top of massive wildfires around Los Angeles. At least 16 people are dead. More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed. KCBS's Matt Bigler is there.
As helicopters and air tankers dropped fire retardant and water on the edge of the Palisades fire, crews on the ground protected multi-million dollar residences in the Santa Monica foothills. CAL FIRE's Rick Carhart.
They're not working on containing the fire. They're working on making sure that every house that they're responsible for survives.
Residents were thankful for the firefighting efforts, but some, like Edgar Garcia, remain frustrated about the earlier lack of water and fire hydrants.
As California, especially in LA County, we dropped the ball with this one. So it's frustrating.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department. The resignation was effective Friday, but President-elect Donald Trump continues to try and block Smith's report into his alleged election interference case from seeing the light of day. CBS's Willie James Inman.
In a move that was widely expected, Special Counsel Jack Smith departed the Justice Department, capping off years worth of federal investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. Buried in a footnote in a court filing, federal prosecutors revealed Smith had, quote, separated from the department.
A winter storm has crippled the South with thousands of flight cancellations and dangerous road conditions.
Rare snow and ice have crippled ground and air travel across the South, from Texas to the Carolinas. These people stocked up ahead of the storm in Winnsboro, South Carolina.
Like 2 cases of water, bread, you know, food and essential stuff.
We got just mostly stuff to make homemade vegetable soup.
Got stuff I can make something like soup or something like that.
Jim Crisula, CBS News, Lexington, South Carolina.
The latest on the war between Israel and Hamas from reporter Linda Gradstein, who's in Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports say the army has authorized plans to withdraw from large parts of Gaza amid reports of progress in talks for a temporary ceasefire in exchange for freedom for dozens of Israeli hostages. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Hamas there will be hell to pay if the hostages are not returned before he takes office on January 20th.
Major League Baseball has banned two fans for life for grabbing L.A. Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts during a World Series game at Yankee Stadium. It means they won't be allowed to attend any Major League Baseball games at any ballpark throughout the U.S. The Yankees are saying that the two men, Austin Capobianco and John Hansen, were not season ticket holders in New York. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Green and gold game days, specials for beer, jello shots, raffles, so much more. It all happens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge on game day. For more information, go to LazyOafLounge.com. Let's kick off the third hour of Max Inc. Radio with a double dip of a band out of Appleton, Wisconsin. The Isaiah and the New People. This is their song, Lahania. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
shift. Things take a turn. Fire in the halls. Men in uniform. People in the water. Babies in the crib. Another mother's daughter. Grasping the lid. Keep
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour, the double dip of Isaiah and the New People. That was Did You Run? Lahania before that. Isaiah and the New People, they're in Madison tonight at the Harmony Bar and Grill on Atwood Avenue. That show starts at 9 o'clock, and they're going to be our guest here on Max Inc. Radio next Saturday night. Make sure you tune in for that. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Rocker is still off and recovering. Terry Barr is also off tonight. Though Terry will check in about 20 minutes or so. She's going to have a chat with Aaron about Wisconsin Polka. And then later, we're going to have all the information you need about the Whammy Holiday Party happening in West Allis next week. Plus, I have music from Jaden James, the Civil Engineers. 7,000 Apart is just around the corner. How about some music from Hot Light Mars right now? They're going to be in Madison on Saturday, January 11th at the Majestic Theater for the Wisconsin Funk Fest with the Mama Dig Downs Brass Band and the Funky JBs. Here is Hot Like Mars and their song, It Hit It Hard. Hit it. Hit it really hard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
of another life beyond the velvet rope.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Jaden James, and You've Got This Way. Civil Engineers before that with Molly Wood, 7,000 Apart before that with Started a Fire. Kicked that set off with Hot Like Mars and Hit It Hard. They're playing the Funk Fest next weekend here in Madison. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to check in and talk about Wisconsin Polka. Can't wait for that. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. Did you know that January is National Polka Month? You probably won't be surprised to learn that the celebration started in Wisconsin in the 1960s. Today, there are many people keeping the tradition of polka alive, including an Appleton man who has a unique way of sharing polka music. Here's Terry Barr with more.
I am so happy to welcome to our show today, Aaron Schulke. Now, Aaron is the owner of WRJQ Radio. That is an online radio station based in Appleton. Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Terry. How are you?
I am great. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about this, let's say, kind of a specific fun tradition in Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's dive into the idea of polkas as a tradition. Where did this start? How did this become the state dance and music that we all really enjoy and love?
I know it started back in in Bohemia, in that area of Eastern Europe there near Poland, and Germany was involved as well. But I think it really came when a lot of people would emigrate to Wisconsin, and really became popular in the 1930s, especially in Eastern Wisconsin toward Manitowoc. That's a real rich Czech Bohemian style polkas. And Romy Gaz, of course, was the one who was the most popular in the Manitowoc, Kewaunee County areas. And not to discount the Germans who went to southern Minnesota, south central Minnesota, that was a big thing there too. But in Wisconsin anyways, the Manitowoc and Kewaunee County areas of the state were real rich in that Czech and Bohemian style. Everybody who had a wedding, knew a band, and it would be three or four piece. It could be a 10-piece band, and they'd all have barn dances and play the weddings and that type of thing. And it just carried on. And then when, recordings became available, around that same time, they would record those, and then it would be distributed to the rest of the state, and even in some cases nationally.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you're the owner of WRJQ Radio, and you play nothing but polkas. Why was this important to you? And what's the history of the radio station?
Well, WRJQ is an online-only radio station right now. I run it from my house. It's going on 19 years. But before that, it was an actual AM radio station from about... Well, the signal goes back to 1952. It was WAPL, the first rock and roll station in Wisconsin. But eventually around 85 or so, it became polkas and a few other changes here and there. But when I started working in radio at the age of 13, that would have been 1994, we were playing a mix of big bands and polkas. And I was interested in radio first, and this station just happened to be up the road from where I grew up. So anyways, that station went off the air. A lot of people had asked me, streaming services were being popular or becoming popular at that time. And I said, well, let me look into it and I'll see what I can do. And I looked into it, and here we are 19 years later.
That is awesome. And I've looked around. There are very few radio stations playing polkas anymore. And I can recall so many stations had an entire Sunday show at one point. What happened to everyone, and why did you decide to stick with it?
I enjoy the music. That was part of my childhood, so I decided to focus on that. And it was a niche that needed to be filled, and there are still some polka shows on radio stations throughout the Midwest and up the East Coast, too, but not like it used to be, like you said.
Have we lost the tradition, or are we finding our way back? What are you kind of seeing when it comes to maybe a trend around the tradition of polka?
We haven't lost the tradition. What's gone are the big 8, 9, 10 piece groups that had charts in front of them and nice musical and intricate arrangements and things like that. And now what's happening is there's, younger people are leading 2, 3, and 4 piece bands that are a lot easier to book. Let's just be honest, for the event holders and things like that. But that's where it's really going. Now, there are still some places that eventually will throw out a showcase, a nice 8-piece band. And those are real special moments. It's out there. There's a lot of church picnics, and there's a lot of beer gardens, beer halls and things like that, that hire these younger groups who I'm fortunate enough to call my friends. I mean, that's how close everybody is in this community. That's really the difference. So that the tradition and the fun and frivolity of it all is not gone or lost. It's just in a different format these days.
What would you like to see for the future of polka music?
As much as we all love Ray Dorschner and Six Fat Dutchman and, Romy Gaz type bands from yesteryear, it's not coming back. And I mean, there'll be a tribute here and there, and we'll get some guys together and we'll do that, but it's not a regular thing. So I would just love to see these younger, and when I say younger, I mean, they're my age in their 40s and 50s, but I'd like to see those bands continue, the fun trios, and they're mixing in some country and some rock and things like that in there too. The older people who grew up with the old big bands, the larger polka bands, still like it, but yet the younger people are not, oh, geez, that's my great grandma's music. They're not like that at all. So that's that. I'd like to see that going forward.
Well, now I'm going to ask you, do you have a favorite or one that you like to dance to?
I don't dance. I'm a listener
only.
I don't dance.
Okay. Do you have kind of a favorite? I know you don't want to really pick one and say that's it, but.
Well, asking, you know, if there's a favorite song or two is like asking who your favorite kid is. You know, when you do this for, you know, I'm going on 30 years this Christmas Eve. It'll be 30 years in broadcasting. I enjoy the Minnesota Dutchman style a lot. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman from Menasha, Wisconsin, huge influence on my musical tastes. But he borrowed that from Minnesota. So there's a lot of bands out there, Elmer Scheid, the Six Fat Dutchman, Babe Wagner. I know those are all old bands, but I do like the more the German Dutchman style, but I like it all. There's some Polish style that I like, even though it's a little bit, you know, on the younger side for my musical taste, but I love going to Pulaski and seeing that stuff and watching everybody dance. And the average age is like 20 on the floor. They're just whipping around. I really do like it all. It's really hard to pick a favorite, but if I had to, I would say Minnesota Dutchman style. Absolutely. 100%.
Aaron Schulke, owner of WRJQ Radio in Appleton, online polkas all the time. Thanks for keeping the tradition alive.
We're doing the best we can. I appreciate your time, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
And that's Polka by the Ray Dorschner Band here on Max Inc. Radio. His group has been together for more than 60 years. And during that time, two of his brothers and three of his sons have been part of the Menasha Bass Polka Band. Thanks, Terry Barr, for the awesome interview. We appreciate that. I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Saturday night. You know, the Packers are playing tomorrow in the playoffs against the Eagles. How about some more polka?
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throw in the Vikings.
They all come up as laggers. We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell that Rush Limbaugh, tell Hillary and Bill.
Oh, tell them what.
I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell Will and Scott, tell Oprah and Phil.
And Regis too.
I love my Green Bay Packers. I'll bet even Ditka's a secret Packer fan.
He ain't so dumb.
He knows the best shellackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Hey, man, this is Elvis, and I love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. You're just a bunch of hackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. Yes, we take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. We got the best team. Go Pack!
Break it down.
Oh, I just love my Green Bay Packers.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, pert near Sandstone there, and Can't Hardly Wait. They're going to be at the Sylvie on Saturday, January 18th for the Wisconsin Bluegrass Festival with Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, and Chicken Wire Empire. That's going to be a good show at the Sylvie. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. I love my Green Bay Packers. What do you think? They're going to beat the Eagles tomorrow night? Are they going to advance in the playoffs, or are they going to be one and done? Go Pack Go. That's all I got to say about that. I know nothing else other than Go Pack Go. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Pine Travelers. We're going to talk about the Whammies next hour, too, and their holiday party. I have some Old Oaks just around the corner for you. Right now, I have the Lavender Blues for you. It's the Mascot Theory. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial rose under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view, you want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues, soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues, sweet lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. You got teeth like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw. As you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues. We'll be right back.
the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The firefight focus in the overnight hours in California is in Manville Canyon. That's to the west of Bel Air. CBS's Ashley Sharp is at the bottom of the canyon in the city of Brentwood.
Planes dropped flame retardant from the sky, hoping to prevent the Palisades fire from ravaging even more of Los Angeles County. This week, multiple wildfires have destroyed countless homes, businesses, and cars, while forcing hundreds of thousands of residents to evacuate. So far, the fires have consumed an area larger than San Francisco.
Our top priority remains saving lives and protecting property.
That was Chief Kristen Crowley with the Los Angeles Fire Department. Special Counsel Jack Smith resigns. He was outgoing Attorney General Merrick Garland's point man into two investigations into then-former President Donald Trump. CBS's Robert LeGarry has that.
Smith was appointed special counsel in November of 2022.